I'll now ask staff to commence the recording. And we all understand the implications of the recorded meeting. I'll call for apologies. We have one from Councillor Freeth. Someone would like to move the acceptance of those. Councillor Bunter, Councillor Walker. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. The compilations of the minutes of the meeting held on the 21st of February. Someone would like to move the acceptance of those. Councillor Batty. Councillor Pearce. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put the acceptance of those. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Councillors, we now need to move into closed section of council. Someone would like to move the moving. Councillor Bunter, Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. We all know Emily.
Hello.
This is Andrew.
G'day, Andrew.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Gloria, how are you? I'd like to just grab a seat. Sorry we didn't say hello.
We've changed around.
Yes, we moved it around.
Okay, so I'll sit up here. That's okay.
Feel free to ask.
A bit better.
No problem.
Righto, councillors, we'll move into the open part of the business paper.
Would I be able to hand a letter to Daryl?
Yeah.
Awesome.
To Daryl and David.
Thank you.
How's your lucky Daryl?
And. One to attend, please.
No, he's.
Not here today.
No, he's an apology today.
Okay.
Got caught the wrong side of the border. Okay, councillors, we'll move on to the open section of council. The first report there, just the mayor and minute on mayor's commitments in the previous month. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. The second one is just a minute on the Australian Council of Local Government Conference in June this year in Canberra. And just giving councillors the opportunity to attend that conference if they so desire. Has anyone any interest in attending that? It's Canberra in the middle of winter is really attractive.
It is, so I apply.
I think we just, we just have a review of our calendars and just.
Okay, we need, probably need to nominate before the end of next month.
Okay.
So it's there open. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Yep.
Against? Carry. Next report is the local roads and community infrastructure, the round four. Mm-hmm. Did you want to speak to Mr. Cole?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, councillors, this is a recent initiative. The report says it all that there's $500 million put out from the Commonwealth Government towards helping councils support jobs in their local communities. Council previously considered a report from me regarding fixing local roads. Now, within our long-term financial plan regarding the sealing of National Park Road and those unsealed sections as a priority. Fixing local roads was limited at, or capped at $3 million, and
excuse
we were fortunate to be successful in that, with a contribution from council of an extra $1 million, takes the total project to $4 million. But that unfortunately is just a little bit short on the amount of money we needed to seal the last probably 2.5 kilometres of that unsealed section. And when this was announced, I thought that this was quite a pertinent use of the money to satisfy the goals that we've got set out in our long-term financial plan. So the recommendation is to do that.
So just a quick question before we go any further, Mr. Mayor. So the $878,444, is that enough to complete the unsealed 2.5 kilometre section?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, it is.
Based on that, I'm happy to move that recommendation.
Thanks. Move, Councillor Walker, Councillor Mockler. There's no questions. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. And the Broome Creek is still another, another project.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that's a different funding again.
Okay, Inland Rail approval and update. Which we've had the presentation from Inland Rail this morning. CPB. Yeah, and just a recommendation that report be noted. Councillor Butler, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that, all those in favour, against carry. The Central West Arana Renewable Energy Zone. As you can see by the map, we're on the fringe, so to speak, but there has been a lot of discussion in this group that's been put together of affected councils within that zone. Well, it's not just within this zone, it's across the state. The Mayor of Armidale has been very proactive with setting this up. And they've had a number of meetings just trying to come up with some consistencies with the councils in dealing with these energy providers, making sure that Armidale might be charging 1.5%, for instance, as a project cost, as a development cost, and they'll offer someone else 1%. So it's just trying to get a consistency across each of the councils involved. And just a report there from Mr. Elson.
Mr. Mayor, may I suggest an alternative to the recommendation, if that's if the council is amenable, that we invite someone from Energy Cave to come out and talk about the renewable energy zone, so you can quiz them and ask them firsthand because this is a really emerging, large scale sort of impact to not only the amenity of our environment with having wind farms and solar farms and whatnot concentrated in this area, but also just to hear from them if you've got any questions or something like that. So if you'd like to invite them to a future meeting or something like that.
I agree, Mr. Mayor, because the things that I thought about were, yes, that's good so long as it's not on our best agricultural land. You know, how do we condition some of these things to understand, what they're planning to do? And also the aesthetic of looking at a windmill or a paddock full of plastic, regional tourism as well. All of those things need to be considered. So it'd be great to speak to them about what conditions are put in place to ensure that the country is still protected.
Right, okay, so that was moved by Councillor Neves, but we'll call it Councillor Babbage.
Sorry.
Can I have a second, please? Councillor Bunner. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against carry.
So just a quick question then. So the government department that is responsible, that have come up with that concept, is the Department of...
Well, there's a subsidiary of it. It's called Energy Cave.
Okay, sorry.
So they're the ones overseeing the whole of these renewable energy zones across the state.
Yep.
So...
Because I didn't want it to be a private enterprise company when really it should be the government should be here explaining the case.
It's a funny name for a government department, I think. Yeah. Well, yes.
Okay.
No, and we don't know what the weekend will bring either. Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Alright.
Against? Declare it carried. We move on to the Arthur Butler Aviation Museum. And there's a submission there from the museum group.
And through you, Mr. Mayor, I did separately attach in your attachments a copy of the business case from the museum around what they'd like to do in the future over the coming years out of Turawena. And also, I do note from the presentation of Inland Rail this morning or this afternoon that they've been successful since this with an Inland Rail grant as well. And I'm not familiar with the amount of that grant, so just take that into account. But
Yeah, we've worked closely with the two, with Mr. Pitts and Mr. Gamble over the last little bit.
Right. So
Mr. Adams, sorry. Sorry, throwing you.
I think through you, Mr. Mayor, that the mention of the budget is certainly important in the recommendation, but I'd move that on the with a budget, successful budget being supplied.
Okay.
I'll second that.
So it's Councillor Peard and Councillor Mottler. Did you have any more you want to add, Councillor Peard?
Oh, not really. They have been going, well, they have been for quite a while, but, you know, without a budget,
this gives them something to play with.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I'll clear that, Karen. the Kiwi recreation vehicle overnight parking trial. Coming.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it has, and we've always planned to have it in conjunction with the opening of the CHC, with the reopening, and that took some extra time, as everyone's aware, with the construction side of things. This is basically a refresher for council to just confirm what we've agreed to over the past few years. And that we're ready now to proceed with the trial from the middle of the coming school holidays.
So we'll be having some sort of consultation with the current caravan park?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, we have, as indicated in the report, we have had a consultation with all the park owners on the trial.
Yeah.
Tooraween Caravan Park did come back to us with some concerns around how we would operate the trial, and it was some concerns for us actually, most of them around how we would ensure that parking was conducted in an orderly manner, that we kept track of the numbers rather than having it, you know, as a Rafferty rules type situation. So we've looked at the area. It is a trial, and no doubt there will be things that we find as we go along that we didn't expect. That's where Tooraween Caravan Park owners were sort of indicating to us that you're getting yourselves into something here that is very difficult to regulate. And so we're aware of that, and that's what the trial's all about. And as we go along, we'll make sure that we come back to you with any concerns we've got, any changes we need, anything like that. But we've also committed to all the caravan park owners that we'll report back to them regularly on what's happening with the trial, and because obviously one of the outcomes we want is that it doesn't impact those who choose to stay in caravan parks in our region.
Okay, councillors, that's the recommendation there on page 20. Do we note the progress on that? Councillor Walker, seconded Councillor Bunter. There's no further discussion on that. I'll put all those in favour. Against? I declare that carried. Alright. Permanent acquisitions of sections of council roads for inland rail. Where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, within Lever Up.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, I noticed that Waiura Road's not mentioned there, the curb.
Yeah, is there a reason for that?
After Forest Road, before you get to the Castle Highway.
This. I actually wonder if they have not fully completed their final design there.
I think it's a different design of passageway. That's just where the line goes off towards Canamble, and it's instead of being, you know, train wide and a bit more, it's quite a bit wider. Just angle the turning onto the
why the Waiana Road is on there.
So maybe if that's the case, would they be coming back with a second compulsory acquisition, would that be?
Or is it a agreed acquisition?
Or an agreed acquisition?
This is only roads.
Yeah, this is only roads.
Well, you're right, there would be a section of the road that they
need to take.
That would be a work in progress, wouldn't they, right? If there's further land or
parcels of land. Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's my understanding that this list is straight from correspondence from Inland Rail at this point in time.
Well, make a comment about Waiana, right?
My question is, Mary, is who's responsible for the maintenance of those once they're acquired?
Well,
they're going to need the roads to build the railway lines. We've got a responsibility to maintain up to a certain section of the railway line. Don't we?
Through units, we're within 15 metres of the side of the rail. I'm just not terribly familiar with that, what's proposed around that area, so I'm just trying to recall if it's only a concept phase or whether it's any sort of firm understanding.
But there is a heads of agreement that says that we can only, you know, outside, up to a certain point, we maintain inside that the rail authority maintains, and outside that they're responsible.
There's not a lot of money, through you, Mr. Mayor. There's not a lot of money involved in this transaction, by the way, from what I read in the paperwork.
And to be honest with you, it's Crown land, so the Crown owns it, so and the Crown wants to use it to build a railway on, so it's only where they're crossing our roads, or, you know, so at the end of the day, it's whether it's trusted or
not. So, would you care to move the recommendation, have a point two, that we clarify the situation in regard to Waiana Road?
And any other land, perhaps?
Yeah,
just
now,
Mr. Mayor, you need a second?
Yeah, I do, but I just want to get this written out. Are you happy with that, Councillor Mayor?
Yeah.
Right, so point two then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
a bit of a lag today.
To Jean to clarify the need. To include Waiana Road.
That's W-Y-U-N-A.
Not a bad first.
Tried.
Right, you'll have that up.
Yeah.
Okay, so Councillor Mann's moving it. I think Councillor Lutton's happy to second it.
I'll second it. I just need to bring the attention that a lot of Shire mates have Barnes Road running down the rail. And
what, running north south?
Does the Shire own any land down the rail? That's all. If you Google map or anything, it's all down the rail line. Well, actually, some maps have it. Does it come right down the rail line and out the Castleway Highway?
Yeah.
And others just have the Barnes Road going to, the halfway down the road.
Where do we grade to?
They haven't seen a grade in the grade.
Yeah, we can clarify that with the truth.
I opened myself up there.
But it's actually highlighted on those individual maps that are part of the attachment. You'll actually see the portion of land.
Yes.
Actually, I did notice that.
Yeah, you see the map on the Castleway Highway.
I'll clarify that as well.
Okay, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Right.
Against, I'll clear that carried. And we move on now to the minutes committee meeting for notation. These include the Consultative Committee, the Interagency Committee, the Local Emergency Management Committee, and the Traffic Committee.
And just while we're on those three, Mr. Mayor, I just a notation there that the attendance at the interagency committee, which is really getting some momentum. And Mrs. McCutcheon's certainly helping to drive it.
Yeah, it is, and that Ursula Wright as the chair does a good job chairing. And we're, to be honest, we're nearly, that meeting's getting too big for this chambers to pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, we might have to consider something else. Okay, so that is the recommendation there on page 39. This is traffic committee.
25, Mr. Mayor, just missing a recommendation.
Yeah.
The report's been noted.
Yeah. Right, okay, those reports been noted.
Oh, that's
the committee, man.
Yeah. Councillor Moffat, I have a second. Councillor Peer. I'll put that all those in favour.
So,
yes, carried. We move on to reports for information and notation, including the balance of bank statements, investments, the individual fund balances, and details of council's individual deposits with various financial institutions, the outstanding matters from previous meetings, and progress on questions for next meeting. Development applications. There's statistics relating to development applications. And it's not, yeah, somewhere, but yes, it is, that those reports be noted. Someone like to move that way on page 48. Thanks, Councillor Walker. Seconded, Councillor Bunter. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against, carried. We'll go through the places of Category B correspondence. One was in regard to St. Joseph's School donation. A letter to Mrs. Wood. A letter from the Regional Transport Minister and Sam Faraway, and a further letter from Transport for New South Wales. A recommendation of Category B correspondence be noted. Have a mover on that. Thanks, Councillor Mocker. A seconder, Councillor Babbage. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Right. Against, carried.
Just a quick question then. Sorry, this might be it. Mr. Cole, Mr. Neese, but the letter for Transport for New South Wales in regards to the implementation of transfer in the plan of the Yamundry Road, is that where the state government has taken back under their last funding, was it the last election, they committed to
15,000
Yeah.
And what's that, about April 3rd?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, there's a little bit of development on that, because Transport's intention, well, sorry, Transport's advice all through the consultation phase was that, because lots of councils were asking, you know, what's the funding model, what's the maintenance model going to look like, and the answer was consistently given as on a case-by-case basis. So you were interested to know that, you know, was it going to be like a block grant, or was it going to be like RMCC, for example, or whatever. And councils couldn't really get a clarification on that. So transfer process has been going on for quite some time, and it was to my surprise when we got the funding deed that it was to be managed under an RMCC agreement, which had we known that was the intention, council probably wouldn't have agreed to do it, because the RMCC has a huge administrative burden now. Our thoughts were that 7 kilometres that we had down on Yamundry Road would be handed back to the state government for their management.
And they pay all the maintenance costs?
Yes, and then, so we've got a situation where we no longer have to look after that 7 kilometres of road. When the funding deed came through, it was to be managed under the RMCC, and I expressed my surprise, and so did Dubbo, because we hadn't been, to our knowledge, we hadn't been consulted on that. So I believe, and the people in transport that managed the RMCC, they were a bit surprised by it as well, because all of a sudden they had these three councils, Dubbo, Gilgandra and Narromine, having to manage the section of road under particularly onerous contractual arrangements of the RMCC. We've had a subsequent meeting and it's been agreed that Narromine will take over the entirety of it over under an RMCC arrangement, but Narromine are still trying to get their contract in place because they didn't have a contract, and also they've now got the long burden of getting up to pre-qualification. So,
which we already have.
Which we already have, yes. So I guess it wasn't as smooth a transition as I would have liked.
But the government probably won't get sent to me with this. With, well, I'm not getting on it, but the department, I should say. That's the way I look through that and go, hang on a minute.
I was just very surprised.
You
some people back away, so.
Can you just clarify the difference then between the block grant and RMCC?
Yeah, so the block grant is basically the state government gives us money to manage regional roads. So in our shire, that's Hargraves Lane, that's John Renshaw Drive, John Renshaw Parkway, and New Mundry Road. And they just give us money to maintain the road. How we maintain it, that's up to us. We don't have to, apart from annual reporting, we don't really have to go into too much detail. RMCC is a whole new kettle of fish. Where that's like how we run our the Castlereagh Highway, the part of the Rural Highway, Townsville Highway, and the amount of work, effort, and like I said, administrative burden to manage under that contract is enormous. And so that 7 kilometres of Umundjeri Road, which we thought we were just giving back to the state government because it was a headache to us, under the RMCC arrangement became a raging migraine to us.
It's giving it back with some mayo.
I guess in the meetings that I had, I expressed my surprise, and that was taken on board. And between the three councils, we've tried to do a workaround, or three councils and the RMCC people, we've tried to do a workaround so that by general agreement, Narromine will take it over under the RMCC, which gives them enough length of road to justify doing it under RMCC. So it's just that they weren't set up to manage RMCC. So I believe either in their recent meeting or the one that's coming up, they'll be entering into a contract with state government managed under RMCC.
We haven't had any other roads reclassified as part of that.
No.
7 kilometres made out of 15,000.
Yeah, but how many of they trek across the state, are they?
No, I think now that this issue has raised itself, I think the people within transport will be looking more closely at it and trying to work out where this has created problems.
Mm. Righto, councillors, well, it's come the witching hour. Thank you for your attendance today. And at 5:27, I'll declare the meeting closed.
Thank you.
Sir.